This week marks 44 years since that big old blizzard in 1978. Huge winter storm that hit the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes from January 25th to January 27th. So much snow. 51 people died here in Ohio. Snow drifts up to 15 feet. If you're listening and you have any memories of that big old blizzard, the snow blizzard of 1978, give me a call right now. I want to have a conversation with you. 330-450-1480. If you missed that, that is 330-450-1480. I just know that so many people complained about last week's weather. So many people complained about what was happening when we got all of that snow last week. I couldn't imagine sitting here with 3 feet of snow falling from the ground, and not only 3 feet of snow, but 15 feet of drifts is what I read. That's nuts. Obviously, I was too young to remember that. My mother was born in 78. She wasn't even born when the blizzard hit yet. I want to know. Give us some calls. 330-450-1480. What memories do you have of the blizzard of 1978? We have Perry from Canton on the line. Perry, how you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
I was just weighing in on the blizzard. I was 16 at the time. You know, I'm 60 now.
Uh-huh.
But I was enjoying it, you know, because I was 16. But me and my friends, we were going around trying to shovel some snow and all that. Wow. But the snow drifts were so high that, you know, it was almost chest level.
Wow.
Everywhere, you wow. know. And when they, they actually had to truck the snow out of the city, and they had to find places to dump it and all that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I remember when they had, like, some parking lots where they had front-end loaders and all that, you know, just piling the snow up so high. I mean, it was almost high as a house, you know what I mean?
I can only imagine.
I
can only imagine, Perry, and it's... Yeah. I'm not saying that I want to live through something like that, because the 13, 14 inches we got last Monday was enough. But I didn't understand some of the numbers until I read them today.
And those big piles where they had them piled up in parking lots and all that, that were like the biggest house, those didn't melt until like the middle of July.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Middle of July. Oh, yeah. And there was people's roofs that collapsed, too. You know what I mean?
Wow. I believe it. Hey, Perry, Perry, we got to go. I got to get to Jane from Maslin. Jane, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hey.
1978, I was living south of Navarre, about 2 miles on a hill, and I worked in Canton. And my husband called and said, hey, there's no way you're going to get home. 21's not open up, and that's where you can't get down over 21 going over the hill from Navarre. He says, can you find some place to stay? Well, luckily, I worked at a company where there were several women there. One of them said, I'll take you home with me. And she lived about 2 miles from the company I worked at, which was Maycomber Incorporated. And it took us 2 hours to go less than a couple miles to get to her house. That was really, really hard. And luckily, it was the following day, late in the afternoon, before my husband called and said, hey, they finally got the roads opened up. You can come home.
Wow, Jane. I can only imagine, you know, to try to travel two miles, and you're literally going a mile an hour, you know, to get there.
But we could have walked home, you know. We almost had to get out and push the car. But
it was
around the Crystal Park area, and that's kind of hilly over off 12th Street.
Wow.
So that is a memory I'll never forget, and I'll never forget what year it was.
So last week's snow was nothing to you then. You're like, oh, 13 inches?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, that's just a little interesting thing.
Hey, Jane, thanks so much for the call. Hey, Cassie from Green, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, what memories do you have from 1978, the big old blizzard.
I was pregnant at the time.
Oh, God bless you. And
I went, they were warning us on the radio. And my husband at the time was out having fun. And it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it still hadn't snowed. But prior to that, we had a unusually warm day. And all of a sudden, he got home around that time. Between 3 and 9, the snow drifts were unbelievable.
Yeah.
When I woke. And so many people without power. And my in-laws had to come over because we were one of the few. This was North Canton on the outskirts.
Well, yeah, I am. I can imagine. I can imagine, Cassie, because I'm looking at some of these numbers. Obviously, I wasn't born yet, but snow drifts of up to 15 feet tall.
Yes.
51 or so people who passed away here in Ohio alone, and visibilities were near zero for much of the storm. So that means from here to 3 feet in front of you, you couldn't see.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a week, 2 weeks later, out on 241 by the golf course, it was so high, it was almost like you were driving through a tunnel. They had, the snow drifts were so high.
Wow. Well, hey.
And there's nothing, I've never seen anything like it since.
Hey, Cassie, thanks so much for the call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Man, those are some stories from 44 years ago. And everyone who just called in, they seem to remember every little detail as if it just happened last week. Incredible. I love chatting with everyone who listens. If you want to keep calling in, you can do it. We'll talk about it in the next break if we get some calls. 330-450-1480. If you missed that, that is 450-1480. We'll continue to take some calls in the next segment. We'll be right back, though, after this break.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Rota here for Froggy's Car Wash with two locations for your convenience. One of them there in Perry Township and the newest, bestest, and largest car wash at Belden on Everhard Road. Get unlimited car washes for one price starting with plans at
We're spending some time this morning right here on Live and Local reminiscing about the blizzard of 1978. Thanks for listening. I'm Jordan Miller. Joining us right now on the WHBC Newsline, we have Carrie of Perry Township. Carrie, I know you want to reminisce about that big old blizzard back 44 years ago. What are some memories you have?
Okay, I was in high school at the time at Perry, and most of this, they were, like you hear today, all the newscasters are forecasting it and forecasting it. But like that one other caller said, it was very, very warm the day before and up until midnight. I think it was like in the 50s and 60s. And then most of the schools had called off, but Perry, Mr. Pfeiffer, was always one that wasn't one to call the school off much. So we had school. But by about 9 a.m., that storm finally hit after we were in school.
Oh, wow.
And they were sending the buses back to pick us up about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning to take us home. But I kind of remember not quite so much like 3 feet of snow, but it seemed like it was 2 feet of snow, but the wind was so bad and the blowing, and like everybody said, there were mountains of snow. One of my memories was on Lincoln Way going past the Kmart. You couldn't see the Kmart store from the highway from the snowbanks. Myers Lake, the snow was mountains of snow around the light poles.
Wow.
I got pictures of me climbing up on top of those still. So that's kind of some of my memories. We actually had school in the morning, but we were sent home. But I've never seen anything like that since.
Yeah, I mean, last week, it seems as though last week was some of the most snow. I'm 25. If you're a longtime listener, I'm very open with my age. And that was a lot of snow that that's probably the most snow I had experienced is what we got last week, Carrie. Right. I mean, but I couldn't imagine. Factor in the high winds, not only...
Yeah, that was the other thing. The other thing I remember, the barometer dropped the lowest pressure that they said it was a record low pressure that caused it, which caused the winds and everything.
Well, hey, Carrie, I got to go. I got another call coming in, all right?
Yep, you have a good day.
Hey, you too. Yeah, people really want to talk about this one. We have Judy from Maslin on the line right now. Judy, how you doing? Judy, you there? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I said kind of under the weather this week, but nothing like then. Yeah, I had to call because I was listening. And we lived in Tuscarawas Township behind the Elms Golf Course.
Okay.
And the road, you know, went north to south. And our son had school that day, and my husband had gone to work. And I was a nurse at Mercy Hospital, but I was off that day. Anyhow, our son did get home from school about the right time. My husband got home from work, but our road was snowed in for over a week before, and they had to have the National Guard come in and opened it with the tankers, and we had one lane that was open for about 2 weeks. And if you went one way and somebody was coming the other way, one of you had to back up to the next road to get through. It was just, it was awful.
You're a frontliner, you know, you have to work too, you know, at Mercy.
Yeah, and the hospital, they were desperate, and they called and they said, we'll send the highway patrol. I said, because we lived up over the hill, and it wasn't too far from the highway patrol out on Lincoln Way. And I said, there's no way they can get there. Wow. There was no way anybody. And the kids, some of the kids from the Tuscarawas schools did not make it home. They had to take them to the North Lawrence Fire Department and keep them for, I think they kept them till a Sunday before they got some of them home. Yeah. So our son was lucky he did get home.
Wow. Hey, yeah. I appreciate the phone call so much. I got to go. All right. Joining us, Brenda from Canton. Brenda, what memories do you have of the blizzard of 1978?
Well, at the time, my husband was on the Canton City Fire Department, and they weren't allowed to come home because a lot of the firemen couldn't get in. So he worked a double shift, and my kids were, the youngest one, I think, was about 9 or 10, but I had my mother there who was in her 80s, and our heating went out. We had a hot water heat, and here this one pipe where it ran upstairs, it got froze.
So
finally, I called him and told him, and then they let him come home. It took hours before he got home, but we were all right.
Yeah, well, that's good.
But it was something to behold. And I told my kids the best way to remember the date was 1-2-6-7-8, January 26, 78.
Wow.
And I think they remember to this day.
So how old did you have kids back then in 78?
Oh, yeah. I'm 85.
Oh.
My oldest one's now going to be 63, so.
Wow. So they remember it then.
They remember it. Yeah. And then I bought the game. There was a game put out of the Canton Blizzard.
Oh, wow.
And it was like a Monopoly game, and I bought that.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to check that out. I've never heard of that, but I'm
sure. Yeah, a lot of people haven't, but I don't know whether it's worth anything or not, but I bought it. I had to have it.
Hold on. It's a Canton Blizzard game, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. I think I have it right. Yeah, it's a board game. It's called the Great Blizzard of 1978 board game, an icy blast from the past.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Brenda, thank you so much for the phone call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Welcome back. We are still getting phone calls about the blizzard from 1978. It's been 44 years. You still have a chance to give us a phone call, 330-450-1480. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your memories. I didn't know there was a board game that was created for it. That is incredible. Joining us right now on the line, we have Pam from Canton. Pam, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. The blizzard kind of cold that morning because we had an electric blanket. and the three kids, and we just had a baby in July of 77. So I kept getting up and putting blankets on their bed, but we were... Finally, we were able to get up and go over across to Market where my mother had electric yet. Our electric has gone off. Wow. And so it was getting cold.
How old were your kids? How many did you have?
I had three. The baby was just born in July of 77. So, she was still in the crib. Kept trying to put blankets on and keep them settled for a while and told the other two they were older to, keep in bed, keep covered up until we finally got up and we were able to go across Belden and, a village area, and the road was, fairly clear. There was hardly any traffic on the road, but we got to my mother's where she had heat.
Wow. Wow. Well, hey, good thing for mom. Good thing mom was able to help you with the heat. So you said you had an electric blanket.
Yes.
Wow.
And it started getting cold during the night and didn't realize what was going on, I guess.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Those snowdrifts, I've seen pictures. They were not pretty. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Pam. Joining us right now, we have Larry from Canton. Larry, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Okay. I work for Knox Township during the blizzard, and I was a grader operator running a V-plow, plowing snow.
Wow. And so you're out there on the roads plowing snow throughout all that. What did that week, what did those couple days look like for you?
Oh, it's miserable.
All right, I got to ask, did you ever get stuck in a snowplow during that week?
Many times.
Wow.
And we had to have Britons from Alliance come out and pull us out with their big wrecker.
Wow.
There's, V-plow. We had me and then a truck behind me. I'd plow the road going down, and he'd come up on the other end and open up a little more to try opening the roads up, which the people that lived in the areas that we went down didn't like us too well.
Yeah.
In the driveways, but we were plowing that stuff 6, 7, 8 foot in the air.
Wow. Well, Larry, as a plow driver, I've always looked at it this way. It doesn't matter how good of a job you do, someone's always going to complain about it, right?
Oh, that's true.
But without the plow drivers even out there, whether you're doing a parking lot, the roadway, someone's driveway, there is no traveling at all.
Yeah.
At all. And I'm not going to say I'm scared of driving in the snow, but if I don't have to drive in it, I'm not driving in it. And you, as a plow driver, have no choice. And to me, that's as much of a first responder thing as some of our other first responders out there, Larry. I appreciate you putting in the work back 44 years ago.
The biggest thing, running a V-plow, okay, you're sitting up high enough you can see everything. You're standing on the grader, but it's trying to figure out where the road is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I can only imagine. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. I have to get to Den from Canton. Den, how you doing this morning?
Don.
I'm sorry. Don.
Hey. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not bad. I worked for the water department that winter, and we were working 24 hours a day. We had water pipes were just breaking everywhere, just constantly, and so we had around the clock, and we had like 2 12-hour shifts. Everybody worked, and but some of them guys, they would work a double, you know, so they'd work 24 hours straight.
Wow.
Oh yeah, and I remember it was kind of you know, it was touch or go getting to work, you know, because the roads were just, you know, buried under snow, and sometimes you could use the freeway and sometimes you couldn't. And of course I had a CB radio then, so I would call up ahead and ask somebody, you know, what the roads were like. And yeah, we had guys were actually sleeping on tables in the lunchroom, you know.
You said you worked, Don, you worked for the water department then, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Were we seeing any water main breaks? How do you even tend to a water main break with 3 feet of snow?
I guess you got it. Well, we had the backhoes, so I guess the backhoes would dig the snow up first, you know?
Man, yeah, that's a hell of a lot better than shoveling, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow. But, I'll never forget that. We did that for like about three months at least, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that, Don. Anything else that you remember about that big old blizzard in 78?
Oh, I just remember being mad because everybody else got to stay home. I had to go to work.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that one.
Had a huge paycheck, you know, because we were working all that overtime. But, you kind of got tired of it after a while, you know.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks so much. I got to get to Norma from Louisville. Norma, how you doing?
I am doing fine. I was here, and we were without electricity for 72 hours. But early that morning, I woke up, and the wires on 44, I live at right at the intersection, were coming together, and they were flashing, and the people in Canton thought it was lightning. Which it was actually, they were broken and they were just coming together.
Oh, no.
And it burnt up the woman on the corner. It burnt up a radio in her house. My husband worked at Timken's and he was able to get out for that morning. And then that night I had to stay up because we had a fireplace. And I wanted to make sure everything was all right with it. And one of the men from WHBC lived in Alliance, and they were going to go home. And I called the station to tell them you couldn't get past 44.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, so he evidently didn't try to go home.
All right.
But it was bad. It was real bad.
So, Norma, I got to ask you, do you have any memories of having some fun in the snow, maybe a couple of days after, like, the shock factor of it hit?
Oh, I did. I went out to my backyard, and I stood on a snowdrift that was higher than my tree.
Wow.
It had blown so hard.
Oh, my
gosh.
We had
terrible drifts. My youngest son, he was 14 at the time, he went over on 62 because the State Highway Patrol was over there directing traffic back to Canton, and he went over and helped them direct traffic.
Wow. I can't believe some of these stories that I've heard this last 40 minutes that we've had this conversation. It's incredible.
Oh, it was bad. My one son had a broken leg, and someone came and got him. My daughter she got out with her boyfriend, but we were stuck. Myself, my husband, and my youngest son, we stayed here. And I'll never forget, the guy lives behind me. He rang my doorbell. This was on the fourth day, I believe it was. And of course, you can imagine what I looked like. It was awful. And I opened the door, and he goes, Norma, I'm going to plow your driveway. I said, okay, go ahead.
I'm not stopping you.
Yeah. I mean, it was really great of him, but I didn't want him to see me because, oh, my, it was horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. We had to eat, like, thank goodness I had oil lamps.
Yeah.
And that's what we used was oil lamps. Yeah, it was bad. Very bad.
So the snow falls last week. We get 13, 14 inches, whatever we do.
So you're just thinking, oh, this is a breeze. I could go ride a bicycle on this right now.
Yes, I love it. I mean, I like to get out in it. So, but oh, that wind, it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I've been reading, and all of the articles that I'm looking at, the stories from people I've heard have told me it was like near hurricane type winds.
I think it was 75 miles an hour.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, that was what it was. It was 75 miles an hour.
Wow.
And I never saw anything like it. It was just amazing to me.
Hey, Norma, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm glad 44 years later that you're able to laugh about it now. But I can imagine how scary that could have been then.
Well, you know, some of the bad things in life are what you laugh about later.
That's very true. Hey, thank you so much, Norma. We still have phone calls coming in, but we have to take a break, and I will get to that here in the next break. We're live and local. Keep it coming. I'm Jordan Miller. Thanks for listening.